Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Dorian has hit northeastern coast of Florida, skirting along, headed north. Alex Stone is our ABC News correspondent in Melbourne, Florida. Alex, what's it like there this morning?
Hey, John, good morning. Well, it's windy, it's rainy, it's been this way for many hours, but Floridians say, hey, man, they can deal with this, that it hasn't been all that intense, the wind and the rain. And one of the real reasons for that is because the eye is so far out at sea. It's about 100 miles out. The hurricane force winds stretch about 30 to 40 miles out, so they're not making it this far, and that's helping out folks here. Yeah, some tropical storm force winds, some rain all night long, no real periods of heavy rain, and that has helped out. Coletta lives along the beach. She says she was never going to go anywhere, and she's just watching the waves today.
I'm not scared at all. Not at all. I wasn't going to leave in the first place.
The Floridians say they've seen worse. They've been through a lot of these, but again, it's down to a Category 2. The eye is 100 miles offshore. That has helped them out. Now, Florida appears to have dodged a bullet. We have to see what's going to happen in the Carolinas. The worry is that the storm will move closer to the Carolinas, and because of high tides already and a lot of rain that's packed into this thing, that there could be flooding problems there. But for Florida, things are looking, you know, not so bad, John.
Yeah, everything reopening, the airports and the like.
Well, we haven't heard from the Orlando airport yet. We know Disney World is reopening today. I would guess the main Orlando airport is. We know the secondary airport in Sanford is reopening, but the Orlando airport, they haven't reported in. Likely, probably midday, that's when the warnings are going to be expiring. That's when the skies are expected to begin clearing. So by then, hopefully, yeah, they'll be able to begin getting flights in and out.
You know, Floridians have been through this type of thing over and over and over again. And so my observation is they're not eager to just hop in the car and evacuate just because they're told to. Did a lot of people get on the road and move to the Northwest, or did they hunker down and say, you know, before I leave, I'm just going to wait a couple more hours or one more day?
Yeah, you know, I think it depends on the population. Older folks, you know, being a big retirement area, many of them seem to have gone to hotels, and they're riding this thing out in the hotels. People in mobile homes, because they've seen what hurricanes can do to mobile home parks. Some other areas as well, but big populations have decided that they're going to stay. Surfers, they decide they're going to stay. There's a big population along the beach of surfers. They say, no, this is opportunity, that they could get out there and that they plan to get out there this morning once things calm down a little bit. So it just depends. But there were quite a few people who did stay. Yeah. Maybe that would have been different had it looked like it was going to be a direct hit as a Category 4, as was originally believed for this area. But in this case, yeah, I mean, there were some who went, but also quite a few who stayed.
Alex Stone, our ABC News correspondent in Melbourne, Florida, live this morning. Thank you.
You got it.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.